We continue to methodically gather and review the evidence, and we will follow the facts wherever they lead. The attacks in recent years underscore the threat that domestic terrorism continues to pose to our citizens, to law enforcement officers, to public officials, and to our democratic institutions. Based on the assessment of the intelligence community, we face an elevated threat from domestic violent extremists. That is, individuals in the United States who seek to commit violent criminal acts in furtherance of domestic, social, or political goals. Domestic violent extremists are often motivated by a mix of ideologies and personal grievances. We've seen a growing threat from those who are motivated by racial animus, as well as those who ascribe to extremist anti-government and anti-authority ideologies. At the same time, we remain vigilant to the persistent and dynamic threat from international terrorist groups such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. As the Attorney General has observed, combating the threat of domestic terrorism has been a core mission for the Department of Justice since its founding more than 150 years ago, when the newly formed department pursued the KKK to protect the rights of Black Americans under the Constitution. Today, investigating and prosecuting domestic violent extremists is one of our top priorities. On the front lines of this effort are our 94 United States Attorney's Offices. These federal prosecutors work in close partnership with the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Forces, which have the lead in all terrorism investigations. At Main Justice, the National Security Division, which I lead, was created in 2006 to integrate the department's national security work across the country. In any case with a nexus to domestic terrorism, we provide support to manage, coordinate, and assist in those prosecutions. Within the National Security Division, we have a team of counterterrorism attorneys, all of whom are equipped to work on both domestic and international terrorism prosecutions. In addition, I've decided to establish a domestic terrorism unit to augment our existing approach. This group of dedicated attorneys will focus on the domestic terrorism threat, helping to ensure that these cases are handled properly and effectively coordinated across the Department of Justice and across the country. The National Security Division also works closely with other components of DOJ, especially the Civil Rights Division, which has led the prosecution of some of the most heinous attacks in recent years under our federal hate crime statutes. Similar to our efforts to combat international terrorism, the department uses all of the legal tools in our arsenal to prevent, disrupt, and prosecute acts of domestic terrorism. And in cases where state charges are more appropriate, we support our state and local law enforcement partners. While there is no single federal crime that's labeled domestic terrorism, the criminal code does define domestic terrorism, and this definition provides us with expanded authorities, including enhanced sentencing for terrorism offenses. Finally, in all of our efforts to combat domestic terrorism, the Justice Department is bound by our commitment to protecting civil liberties and our duty to ensure equal and impartial justice. We prosecute individuals for engaging in violent behavior, not for their beliefs or associations. But we will not hesitate to prosecute those who commit acts of violence in violation of the federal law.